Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm going to be giving you an update on my father's house in Haiti. The gentleman that has founded it and runs this is Prediston. He's on the screen right there. And you may remember that we went down to help him a couple of years ago as a team. I contacted him because of all the unrest and things in the news to find out exactly what was going on right to him. And on Friday, he responded back to me. And so I'm going to read to you what he has said in his own words. So it's a little bit different because he speaks Creole. But he sent four pages of an update, and I'm going to read to you basically the highlights of that. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but there is a lot of information, so bear with me on this. So this is from Prediston. I was born in Haiti. I lived in Haiti. I grew up in Haiti, and I am still in Haiti. I have never seen such a situation of what we are experiencing right now in Haiti. This situation is unprecedented. Currently, people are starting to starve. There are children who are in hospitals because they are suffering from severe malnutrition because of this crisis. This morning, the protesters say something even more alarming than they are going to add to the crisis to force the president to leave power. They say they will cut all the roads of Haiti by next week. For this purpose, people cannot go anywhere, even on foot. Protesters walk around the streets with machetes, firearms, and so on. Now the hotels, the supermarkets, the stores, the factories, etc., are closing their doors because of the insecurity situation. Hospitals cannot function, and many other income-generating activities. Children cannot go to school. Many people stayed at home. Many employers have already lost their jobs because businesses are closed. We need a lot of prayers. The famine situation will take another dimension, too. Many children are starting to starve, and others are suffering from severe malnutrition. Despite the crisis, some schools have tried to open their doors, but the protesters now have put detectives everywhere to investigate where there are schools that work so they will close them. The gas crisis is not resolved yet. Eating becomes a luxury right now. It is said that in the coming days, commercial banks will also close because of the insecurity situation. We rely on God to protect us and give us solutions to the crisis. The situation I have just described to you affect not only the two orphanages, but also all the country. And then he goes on. I asked him for an update specifically of both orphanages. My father's house one, which is in, I just forgot where it's in. Thank you. Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And he says, on the education plan, all the children have been home for more than 2 months. And those children he's speaking about are the ones that come into the orphanage from the villages for schooling. Prediston has over 200 students or children in the orphanage, but he also takes in other kids to come in for school. Although our children are inside the orphanage, but the teachers do not live inside the orphanage. Despite their willingness to work with children, there is no means because there is violence everywhere in the country. There are even some churches that are forced to close because Christians cannot come to worship. Financially, it's always the same case because nothing is working in Haiti right now. The roads are blocked on both sides. All we have in Haiti is imported from the outside. There are no reliable routes to almost any part of Haiti. People are afraid to take the road because gun gangs kidnap passengers, steal goods, and burn vehicles. This explains why there is a great lack of food. While we do not know when the crisis will end, the best decision for us to make was to buy food wholesale and stocked at the orphanage. With that, we will have a little peace even when the country will be closed for several months. We do not have the finances available to do that. With the number of children we have at the orphanage, things go quickly. The most fragile thing is that we have babies at the orphanage. One of the most complicated things is finding money to pay for the employees who work at the orphanage with the children. While we are suffering from the crisis, they too have huge needs because they have children, rents to pay, and many other necessities of their own. At the health level, there is a fever crisis there that is attacking our children at the orphanage. We have several children each day who have fever. We must send them every day to the hospital to avoid complication. It also requires us to spend money in addition to the problems we already have. And just as a side note that we've learned over the past year is that whenever there is a situation where they have to take a child to the hospital or to a doctor, they have learned that Prediston receives outside help from America, so it's basically a shakedown, and he pays exorbitant amounts of money to get children basic needs at a doctor. At the social level, children have great needs for shoes, clothing, underwear, and hygiene items. Now, on to my father's house, too, which is at Black Mountain, which is at the top of a mountain overlooking Port-au-Prince. This was started by Prediston as a vocational institution for the teenagers. At a certain point, they're kicked out of the orphanage by the government, and he was afraid they'd be back on the streets again, and he wanted them to make sure that they had something that they could earn money with. So he's gone ahead and started this institution up there. And he says, at the educational level, as you know, already know, I built the school that will house the primary and vocational school. We did not know it was going to be a primary school because during all of this, he saw the need for the people in the area. It's a very rural area for their children. So he now has a primary school along with vocational school up there. We had already finished the first floor and opened a primary and vocational school. We had more than 200 children in the primary school and more than 250 students in the vocational school. We had almost finished with the construction of the second floor, but we still have some things to do to complete that. If you could advance the slide, please. That's Black Mountain. That's the second orphanage. And you can see it's overlooking Port-au-Prince in the picture. After this construction, we began the construction of a kitchen, a cafeteria, dormitories for boys and girls, a guest house to welcome visitors who come to help us, and etc. Children in this area go to school every day because this place is safer. Protesters do not come to make a mess in this area. Because all the teachers have come to work with the children, that means we must pay the teachers and so on. In financial terms, for my father's house too, it is always the same case. We are at zero. It is difficult for us to pay the teachers who work with the children of the primary school. For the vocational school, we have a small support, very limit. Preston says, I recommend your prayers for the country because what is happening in Haiti is not normal. All institutions are almost bankrupt. Most of the products that people consume came from Dominican Republic, while the majority of earth routes are blockaded. The planes are scared to return to Haiti, too. Some airlines have already closed their flights on Haiti. Now, after receiving this, I immediately got in contact with Jeff Atkinson to see if this was correct and current as what was happening there in his eyes, and he is the one who is in charge of Bowed Hearts. I wanted to confirm all that with him. His response was the following, and this was last evening, yes, all is current. And then he informed me of the fact that he was at that moment conversing with Prediston about a situation that's going on at my father's house one in Port-au-Prince. And this was what he received from Prediston. For the most part, we are safe in our camps, although a great deal more security added to my father's house one. The biggest problem we have in our camp right now is the septic system in my father's house one is being overrun because of all the extra people there hiding from the re-engagement of protesters. I'm working out on it now what we can do to alleviate the septic situation. Then he says, this is Jeff speaking, a steady praying and support is what is about all any of us can do at this point. Preston and I are working on the septic issue right now. And then later on, he messaged me and said that he's getting a better handle of the problem. Apparently, when they put the septic system in for my father's house one, they didn't put a tank in. It was just two large holes dug in the ground. So Jeff is in Iowa trying to handle this from Iowa and what's going on in Haiti. So if you would just really bring Prediston and the children to mind often and pray for them. The Lord is providing and taking care of them. But obviously prayer will definitely help. And he's a huge heart for these children and for all children. So if you would just please pray for Haiti, for Prediston, for his family, and for both orphanages. He has a heavy load, and God is providing for him.